Americans who remember the years between World War II and the late 1980s know the fear that pervaded the country of an imminent nuclear war. But unless you grew up before the end of the Cold War, you probably haven't spent much time worrying about nuclear weapons. Since the late 80s, the threat of nuclear war has fallen out of the popular discourse. At the height of the Cold War, the world had some 60,000 nuclear weapons. Today, estimates fall closer to 15,000. That's roughly 75% less. But former Secretary of Defense William Perry says we should be paying a lot more attention to the world's remaining nuclear weapons.
The likelihood of a nuclear catastrophe today is greater than it was at any time since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Perry spoke at the Lenzik Theater with journalist and author Eric Schlosser. Their conversation was the kickoff event to the three-day nuclear summit hosted by Creative Santa Fe last week. The summit was the pilot in Creative Santa Fe's Disruptive Futures series. Cindy Kahn, Creative Santa Fe's executive director, hopes the series will put Santa Fe on the map for creative thinkers. While Creative Santa Fe has supported several economic initiatives in the city, Kahn says they were looking for a way to make a bigger impact.
One of the things that we could uniquely do as an organization is start to highlight nationally, internationally, the assets that Santa Fe uniquely has at that intersection of art, culture, science, technology, innovation, heritage, environment. We had this ambitious idea that we now call the Disruptive Futures Initiative. What if Santa Fe became known globally as a place to go to solve complex global issues at the intersection?
On July 16, 1945, just over 70 years ago, scientists from Los Alamos detonated the first atomic weapon at the Trinity site in the Alamogordo bombing range in New Mexico. Less than a month later, the U.S. dropped atomic bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. Given New Mexico's historic and continued role in nuclear weapons development, a nuclear weapons summit seemed like an obvious fit, says Kahn.
Over the past 2 years, we've been partnering with our content partners, Nuclear Threat Initiative and InSquare. InSquare is a funding consortium of Carnegie, Hewlett, Skoll, MacArthur, and Plowshares.
The summit's roughly 40 participants were selected by these content partners. They included people from a variety of fields, some of whom had worked in the nuclear sector for years, and some who knew very little about nuclear policy before coming to Santa Fe.
We have actors and screenwriters and technology gurus and CEOs and politicians and diplomats all coming in to do a sort of a boot camp.
Mayor Javier Gonzalez was excited to bring the summit to Santa Fe.
There is some very important thought discussion around the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons and the nuclear industry. It gives Santa Fe an opportunity to begin to become part of the global conversation on issues that have an impact on the human race. So much of what influences national policy and what influences people, I think, is well thought out conferences and well thought out thought leadership. The exciting thing is when people from all walks of life come together to have a conversation on a common issue and a threat. When you really think about the issue of nuclear weapons, there's some excitement about thinking through maybe they can find a solution that we haven't talked about.
But others question how diverse the summit truly was.
They will define some creative class. Those are our people we're interested in. And we are not interested in, quote, uncreative people. That would be your stonemasons and waitresses and so forth.
That was Greg Mello, the director of the Los Alamos Study Group. It's an organization in Albuquerque that advocates for nuclear disarmament domestically and globally. The summit, whose participants were selected by the partnering organizations, included two public events, the well-attended talk with Perry and Schlosser, and a smaller presentation Wednesday morning at the Violet Crown. Mello, who is not a part of the summit, also worries that meetings like these overemphasize trendy concepts like innovation and creativity.
Innovation is not going to save us. Creativity is not going to save us. Application and doing things will save us. To fix society's problems, we're going to have to spend money. It's going to take attention. We're going to have to really dig in and solve the problems. There's nothing wrong with innovation per se, but pinning hopes of society on, it's like, you know, Santa Claus. There are positive developments on the horizon. There will be a negotiation in March and then again in June of a treaty to prohibit the possession of nuclear weapons at the United Nations. There are 123 countries voted to negotiate this treaty.
It's a movement called ICAN, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. None of the countries pushing for a nuclear weapons ban have nuclear weapons themselves, but they are worried about the potentially catastrophic effects of nuclear war.
This movement, this organization, has gotten very frustrated over the years when the existing rules, the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the nuclear weapons states promise to get rid of their nuclear weapons, and it's born out of a frustration that that hasn't happened sufficiently.
That was Paul Carroll. He's the program director at the Plowshares Fund in San Francisco and a senior advisor to N-Square. Both organizations were involved in hosting the summit. The Plowshares Fund is a 35-year-old public grant-making institution.
And our mission is to reduce and ultimately eliminate the risks from nuclear weapons. And what that means for Plowshares is the weapons themselves. So we are ultimately interested in eliminating nuclear weapons. N-Square is designed to broaden the conversation and to attract new ideas, new people from other sectors, from the arts, from media, from Hollywood, from finance, from Silicon Valley, places like that.
Jake Levin is one of those new voices. He's a 22-year-old from Brooklyn, New York. He works for Shared Studios, a company that has developed a project called Portals, which provides immersive audio-visual experiences for people to connect with one another from different parts of the world. He says that when he told his mom he would be attending the summit, he was struck by her reaction.
She said something that was really, you know, fascinating to me. When I hear the words Los Alamos, I get chills. And I thought, that's very funny. That's very strange. I have no emotional connection or attachment to Los Alamos, and I barely knew it existed. And in a larger sense, I have no emotional or visceral connection to this issue. It's been so absent from our political discourse. So for me, and for I think a lot of people my age and a lot of my peers, the major issues that we care about are race and social justice, climate change, and American imperialism. For just about my entire life, we've been at war. The existence of nuclear weapons, or the capacity of the American nuclear capability, has just been absent and has been something that is not even on our radar.
Caitlin Hilburn is the director of community initiatives at Creative Santa Fe. She's 27. Like Levin, she knew little about nuclear weapons or nuclear policy before the summit.
Our world has tons of huge issues. I think we all at heart really want to participate. I was encouraged to hear that there were leads on how to start. I think now it's about being a proactive enough individual to take those leads and run with it. To not be scared that I don't know anything, because most people don't. And that's the core of the issue.
For KSFR, I'm Catherine Mast.